The pest insect in our study, papaya mealybug, is a polyphagous mealybug, and it has more than 60 host plant species of tropical and subtropical fruits, vegetables, and ornamentals. This species is believed to be native to Mexico and Central America. Currently, this is established in the Caribbean, the U.S., and the Pacific. In the U.S., this was first found in Florida in 1998. This is the damage caused by papaya mealybug to the papaya plants. They colonize on the leaves, and you can see the veins and midribs getting yellowish and drying up. In the tender leaves and buds get deformed and distorted. They directly colonize on the fruits, secrete honeydew, and you can see the black sooty mold development. Classical biological control was identified as a suitable method to control papaya mealybug. Currently, there are three parasitoid species mass-reared in Puerto Rico and released in mealybug-infested areas in the Caribbean, the U.S., and the Pacific. The three parasitoid species are Asteropagus papayae, Pseudoleptomastix mexicana, and Anagyrus locki. They all belong to family Encytidae. In South Florida, in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, these three parasitoids were released in July 2003 by USDA APHIS in 21 locations as a single release attempt. And out of these 21 locations, five locations were in Homestead where we conducted our field study. There's very little research done to find the effectiveness of these three parasitoid species. So our objective of this study is to determine the field effectiveness of Asteropagus papayae, Anagyrus locki, and P. mexicana. In order to achieve our objective, we did the cage studies using hibiscus plants in the landscape, and we checked the presence of natural enemies, level of parasitism, and identification of these parasitoids and other natural enemies. We had three locations in Homestead, and each location we had 10 hibiscus plants. Before and during our experiments, there has not been any insecticide used in all three locations. And we carried out this experiment in summer 2005 and 2006. We use sleeve cages to develop papaya mealybug populations, and we selected three branches from each hibiscus plant, clean them, and put these sleeve cages. For each cage, we add five gravid females of papaya mealybug. We allow these females to lay eggs, and eggs to hatch and develop into second and third instars. When the population was roughly approximately about 1-to-1 ratio of second and third instars, we started our treatment. We had three treatments. The first treatment we called closed sleeve cage, for which we kept the sleeves closed from both ends. Our second treatment, open sleeve cage, for which we opened the sleeves from both ends. And the third treatment, we removed the sleeve cage, so we called it no cage treatment. At 24, 48, and 72-hour intervals, we took counts of mealybug destroyer, adults and larvae, and spiders. After 72 hours, all these branches were covered with closed sleeve cages, and removed these from the plant and taken to the laboratory. In the lab, we checked the number of mealybugs survived in each cage, and we checked these mealybugs for percent parasitism. So these are the results we found for the mealybug survival. We have our three treatment axes: closed sleeve cage, open sleeve cage, and no cage treatment. We found the highest number of mealybugs in the closed sleeve cage treatment, for which the mealybugs were not exposed to environment or the natural enemies. And the lowest number we found in the no cage treatment, for which the mealybugs were totally exposed to environment and the natural enemies. And we found moderate number of mealybugs in the open sleeve cage. For that, mealybugs were partially exposed to environment and natural enemies. These are the number of individuals we found for the mealybug destroyer adults and larvae. We found both adults and larvae in our treatment. We have a treatment, this axis. We didn't find any in the closed sleeve cage treatment. We have an open sleeve cage and no cage treatment in this axis. Within our, among the intervals, we didn't find any pattern in the number collected for both adults and larvae, but within an interval, we found higher number of mealybug destroyed adults and larvae in the no cage treatment than open cage treatment. Here, the mealybugs were exposed to environment and had easy access for the natural enemies. These are the number of individuals we collected for the ants and spiders. We have our treatment, this axis, open sleeve cage and no cage treatment. Here also we didn't find any in the closed sleeve cage treatment. Within our, among the intervals we here also we didn't find any pattern in the number collected, but we found within an interval higher number of ants in the no cage treatment than open cage treatment. We found three types of ants, and Tapinoma sessile was the predominant ant species found in this study. We found seven spider species. Again, among the intervals, we didn't find any pattern, but within an interval, we found higher number of spiders in no cage treatment than open cage treatment. Among these seven spider species, we didn't find any predominant spider species. So these are the results for percent parasitism. We have our treatment, this axis, open sleeve and no cage treatment. In the closed sleeve cage treatment, the mealybugs, we couldn't find any parasitism from the mealybugs we collected. We have our three parasitoids, this axis, Asteropagus papai, Anagyrus leucae, and P. mexicana. We found higher number of Asteropagus papai in open sleeve cage than no cage treatment. Anagyrus leucae, higher number in open sleeve cage than no cage treatment. But we didn't find any P. mexicana activity in either of the treatment. Within treatment, we found a higher number of Asteropagus papai than Anagyrus leucae for both open sleeve and no cage treatment. There's no information whether Asteropagus papai or Anagyrus leucae, P. mexicana having any other host other than papai mealybug, but literature says Anagyrus leucae has two other hosts, Dismicoccus mealybug and Madeira mealybug. And Madeira mealybug is one of the common found mealybug species in South Florida. Overall, we found cumulative parasitism about 23 to 33%. And in Dominican Republic, they did some studies after releasing the parasitoids and found about 35% parasitism from the field collected mealybug. So our results support some of these studies conducted in other countries. Since we didn't find any information about P. mexicana activity, we did some laboratory studies to find some more information about these three parasitoids. Here we checked the hostage preference, development time, and interspecific competition of these parasitoids. I'm not going to explain the methods we use. I'm directly going to the results of these studies. In the hostage combination, when we provided second and third insta papai mealybug, we found that Asteropagus papai and P. mexicana had similar preference for the hostage second insta, and Anagyrus leucae has preference for third insta papai mealybug. In the development time of these three parasitoids, we found that Asteropagus papai and Anagyrus leucae had similar development time, but P. mexicana had much longer development time for both males and females. When we consider the host development time, adult papai mealybug female can develop within 25.5 days and is very closer to P. mexicana development time of about 23 days. And the interspecific competition study, we provided different mealybug combinations. We found that Asteropagus papai can compete well with Anagyrus leucae or P. mexicana. Both Anagyrus leucae or P. mexicana. In the third insta, we found that Anagyrus leucae had higher percent parasitism when present with either Asteropagus papai or P. mexicana, or both. But we also found that Asteropagus papai had higher parasitism, reasonably higher parasitism when present with all three parasitoids in third insta. So our conclusions are: Asteropagus papai demonstrated superior characteristics in our field study, and they were supported by the results from our lab studies. We saw low parasitism from Anagyrus luki, and one reason can be due to their not being host specific. And we didn't see any, we didn't recover any P. mexicana activity, so we need some more field studies whether it has the ability to establish in the field. And presence of mealybug destroyer, spiders and ants may have influenced the present parasitism. We like to thank all these people who helped us to conduct this experiment. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions, I'd like to answer. Thank you.